Hey there. Ready for a deep dive into something that might make you kind of uncomfortable?
Oh, I know those can be the best kind.
Right. Today we're tackling critiques of how we address poverty. Like, what if those donate now buttons aren't actually doing what we think?
I'm intrigued already.
Yeah, and I want to be clear, this isn't about saying poverty's not real, not at all. It's more about looking at, like, some perspectives you don't always hear about. How some of our attempts to help might be missing the mark.
Interesting. So, helping with good intentions, but maybe not the best execution.
Exactly. We want you to finish this deep dive feeling like you can really, analyze those charity appeals and all that, maybe even change how you think about giving altogether.
Love that. A fresh perspective.
So get ready because we're jumping into articles with titles that'll make you think twice. We're talking eliminating poverty, really, and the altruism racket. Like, whoa, this is about questioning that whole system of poverty alleviation.
Okay, getting right into it. I like it.
One of the big thought-provoking ideas is this. What if there's a whole poverty industrial complex keeping poverty going?
Ooh, now that's an image. But to be clear, it's not like some evil conspiracy or anything, right?
Right.
More like the systems we've got, even with good intentions, maybe they accidentally create incentives that work against real solutions, you know?
Yeah, like a system that's gotten a little too comfy with how things are.
Yeah.
'Cause some organizations, they need poverty to exist, or they wouldn't.
Yeah.
And the source uses some strong language here, like poverty industrial complex and even altruism racket.
Yeah, those are attention grabbing for sure. But I think what hit me was that the author, they're not coming from a cynical place. They clearly care a lot about making things better, so they're asking these tough questions.
It's like they're saying, we can do better, and then they lay out how. Like they point out how some organizations might just be better at looking good than doing good, you know. One title, this one got me, it was Poverty, the Gift That Keeps On Giving to Charity CEOs.
Yeah.
Come on, that's almost like they're saying some charities are like, what, vampires? Needing poverty to exist so they can too.
It's a powerful analogy, and it might be extreme, but there's a real concern there. What if the organization, its survival, its funding, what if that comes before actually helping people?
Big question. And speaking of uncomfortable truths, the source digs into this cycle of dependence idea. Some programs, they're all about immediate relief, right? Food, shelter, the essentials. But are they really helping people stand on their own 2 feet long term?
Right. It's like putting a band-aid on a broken leg, like you said, helps right now, but.
Exactly. Does it really fix the problem? Are we giving people the tools to break free from poverty, or are we accidentally making them reliant on the system?
Makes you think. We all want to believe our efforts are doing good, but this whole cycle of dependence idea, it makes you wonder if we're just slapping on a band-aid when there needs to be more, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And then on top of that, there's this whole other layer, this altruism is self-interest thing. What if, even with good intentions, our reasons for giving aren't as pure as we like to think?
It's a tough one to face, isn't it? Who wants to think their good deeds aren't totally selfless?
Way easier to assume the best of ourselves. But the source, they argue that there's often a lot of self-interest mixed in. Like, remember those fact-finding missions to exotic
Oh,
places?
yeah, the ones that sound suspiciously like a free vacation.
Exactly. I mean, not every trip is like that, but.
It makes you wonder, though, what's the motivation behind some of these things? And it's not always even about the big organizations themselves, you know? The source talks about how this whole altruism racket thing, it plays into our own heads, too. Like, ever notice how good it feels to tell someone you donated to something?
Oh, all the time. It's like sometimes giving is about us looking good, not actually doing good, you know?
Exactly, looking for that social validation, that good person badge. And they even talk about how those ice bucket challenge videos, remember those? They went viral. And it's like, was it always about the cause?
It's kind of unsettling when you think about it. Like, are we really that image driven with our giving?
Well, and researchers have found that, yeah, when we publicly talk about our good deeds, it can actually make us do them more. It's almost like, is it really altruism then, or just wanting to be seen that way?
So, not always a conscious choice then, huh? Just these weird social forces messing with our heads.
Subtle but powerful. But it gets even trickier. Remember how the source mentioned the poverty industrial complex? Well, they talk about how sometimes the people we're trying to help, they become almost like props in the whole thing.
Oof, that's tough to hear, but.
Yeah, I get it. It's like the focus shifts from actually empowering people to using their stories to get more donations, you know?
Like those ads with the sad music and the kids who are struggling, they get you right in the feels, but are they actually helping those kids escape poverty long term?
It's the question, isn't it? Are we fixing the root problem or just making ourselves feel better by throwing money at the symptoms?
Yeah, it feels like we can't win. Like, are our good intentions just making things worse? Should we even bother donating at all at this point?
I don't think giving up helps anyone. Remember, being skeptical, it's not the same as being apathetic. This is about using our frustration to make things better.
So what do we do then? How do we make sure our good intentions are actually leading to good outcomes?
We gotta start asking the hard questions. Don't just hand over your money because it feels good. Do your research.
Like due diligence for donating. I like it.
Right. Look beyond the emotional stuff. How much of your money actually goes to programs, not just admin costs? Are they upfront about their goals? How do they measure if they're actually making a difference?
So it's not enough to just have a good heart. You got to have a smart strategy too.
100%. And here's another big one. Are they focused on empowerment or dependence?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Look for organizations that are giving people the tools they need to become self-sufficient. Are they investing in education, job training, things that create lasting change?
Because giving someone a handout is one thing, but giving them the skills to build their own future, that's real change. It's like that saying, right? Give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you feed him for life.
Yep. We need to be thinking about the long game here. And that might mean changing how we think about charity altogether.
How do you mean?
Well, supporting real change, it's not always about donating to the big guys, you know? What about local groups? Or pushing for policies that actually make a difference, even just like talking to your friends and family about this stuff, getting them thinking differently.
Because awareness is huge, right? Can't solve a problem if we don't understand it. And that's something I'm really taking away from this whole deep dive. It's not about being mad at anyone for trying to do good. It's about, like you said, asking the tough questions and being open to the answers, even if they're hard to hear.
100%. Sometimes the best thing we can do is learn more, become more informed, so we can actually advocate for real change, you know, in all parts of our lives.
So we've really dug into these critiques and honestly some uncomfortable stuff about how things work, even our own reasons for giving.
Yeah.
What's the big takeaway for everyone listening? What should they be thinking about as they go about their day?
You know, for me, it always comes back to this. If we admit the current system's got problems, what does a better system even look like? What if instead of just Band-Aids, we focused on solutions that actually last, that let people thrive?
Now that's something to think about. And hey, maybe those answers are out there just waiting for us to find them. We've covered a ton today, some seriously critical views on this whole poverty thing. But remember, this is just one deep dive, one perspective. So keep asking those questions, keep learning, and keep searching for answers. And until next time, keep diving deep.